This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Some folks know firsthand how devastating a natural disaster can be and share their take on Hurricane Harvey and what's ahead for survivors. When tornadoes ripped through North Texas the day after Christmas in 2015, hundreds of families had to completely rebuild their lives. And this kind of financial disruption can take years to sort out. The two-story brick house in Rowlett looks brand new, and it practically is. The rebuild was finished just shy of a year ago. And the family of five that lives there, two humans, three four-legged, is obviously right at home. Three excited dogs chase each other, greet house guests, and jockey for position in their owner's laps. Alfredo Falarenon doesn't mind. When asked what got him through the 2015 tornado, he doesn't hesitate.
Probably the dogs. I mean, dogs couldn't take care of themselves, and I wasn't getting rid of them. So it's like, and they know I'm talking about them. So, I mean, dogs were my babies. So it's like I had to do what I had to do for them.
Alfredo's husband, Anthony, who's responsible for that magic shh you just heard, feels the same way. In the aftermath of the tornado that ripped their house apart, he just wanted to fix things.
I am a alpha in my attitude. And so as long as I had someone I had to take care of, I had things I had to do, that kept me going.
And once the water recedes, people dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey will have lots to do as well. Alfredo and Anthony said it worked best for them to divide up responsibilities. Anthony handled the insurance claim.
Get your insurance claim in as quickly as you can, because they have to start assigning people, and the later you are, the longer it's going to take.
Experts agree. Here's Matt Schultz, industry analyst with creditcards.com.
The first person who makes the phone call to their insurance company may end up being the first person to get that check, and that's a really important thing.
Another quick move Alfredo and Anthony made, getting registered for disaster relief.
Get yourself signed up with FEMA and Red Cross and things like that as quick as you can.
Advice echoed by FEMA Administrator Brock Long on Monday.
The first step to do, if you reside in one of those 18 counties under the Individual Assistance Disaster Declaration that the president swiftly approved for the governor, start to register now.
After the tornado, Alfredo and Anthony carefully checked their insurance policy to see how long they had to replace things that were destroyed and whether there was a time limit or money cap on living expenses while they were displaced. They think everyone should do that. Alfredo also recommends finding someone trustworthy to head up the rebuild.
Biggest thing I'd say is don't jump with the first contractor. I mean, we almost did, and trust me, we would have regretted it.
Repairing and rebuilding might seem a long way off to victims of Hurricane Harvey. Analyst Matt Schultz says for those who need financial help in the short term, banks and lenders will often work something out.
Whether it's something as simple as waiving a late fee or in more extreme cases, getting a forbearance where you can postpone payment, that sort of thing. Make those phone calls and talk to those people.
Single mom Jennifer Anderson lost her apartment in the 2015 tornadoes. She says watching nonstop news coverage of storm-wrecked Houston brings it all back and breaks her heart.
Even after going through a devastating storm myself, it's still hard seeing all those people hanging on for dear life and being surrounded by all that water.
And while it might be hard to reach for gratitude now, Anderson says it does help to remember that not everyone made it through the storm. Not everyone has a life to rebuild.
Remember to be thankful that you survived. That's a lot to go through. And it's hard parting ways with things that mean so much to you, but life is so much more precious.
Anderson knows what the people who've been hurt by Hurricane Harvey are facing. More than anything, she wants them to know while the path ahead is long, the support of friends and family make the walk a lot less lonely. Courtney Collins, KERA News.